It is a very touchy subject and remains a touchy subject in this country. The border wall we're talking about. And on the KSRO live line is Dr. Alma Arellano. Her family lives less than a mile from the border in Texas, and she visits there quite often. Dr. Arellano, good to have you with us.
Good morning, Ms. Garrigan. thank you for having me this morning.
Why are you for the border wall?
Why am I for the border wall? Well, I believe in the rule of law, and borders give us sovereignty, gives us a country. And these people that are coming across the border, if they break one law, they break all laws. And they come over here, but they don't want to assimilate. You'll see them on television, you know, carrying and waving their the flag of origin, and I have a problem with that. If they want to come over here, they should try to assimilate. They should try to eventually apply for citizenship and become part of our country. They love our country, but they leave a country that gives them, have all kinds of problems, poverty, political, and yet they come over here and they want to convert our country to the country that they just left.
Is there a reason, a good enough reason, in your view, for immigrants to request things like political asylum in this country?
Only if they're being persecuted. I don't think that they should be coming over here for a better way of life, but I believe that they're they come over here because we have so many benefits available to those that are coming over here, more and better benefits than the American citizens.
Well, let me ask you, Dr. Arellano, what is the effect of your family's home living less than a mile from the border in Texas? What have you seen, and what has the effect been on your family?
Well, let me make one thing clear. My family has been living on the same Spanish land grant since 1820. When Texas became a republic, the border crossed us, and the Rio Grande River became the border. So we didn't cross the border. Let me make that one thing clear. I was born and raised on that ranch, and when I was growing up, we could play all along the river and with no cause for concern. We would work those fields in the back in those areas, and there was no concern for our safety. Now, as soon as the sun goes down, everybody goes inside their homes and lock their doors. The children cannot play freely like we used to when we were growing up. And these people are bold enough to walk into your home and demand to use the phone. And so it's better to play it safe and just lock the doors and don't allow these people to come into your homes. And then you have the Border Patrol just running up and down those rural trails, and you have choppers up in the air. It's like a third world war zone sometimes.
Let me ask you this, too, because we're in California, and we know how much our workforce can be affected by limited access to California from Mexico. Is that a condition in Texas that you're concerned about?
Yes. Well, it's a condition that should be concerned all over the United States. What happens is we already have a lower rung individuals that are looking for those jobs that are really basically low-paying jobs that nobody else wants, and I'm talking about American citizens. So then you get another influx of these illegals, and they come and they move these American citizens into a lower rung because these illegal aliens wind up working for less wages, and actually they wind up hurting our communities. And what I mean by that is the fact that they will work the communities very hard. They get on all this medical care, dental care, everything that's available to the illegals that are not available to American citizens. And so their wages wind up being free, and they wire it back to Mexico. I'll give you an example. Mexico makes more money by the electronic funds that are being wired into Mexico by illegal aliens, and it's like $28.5 billion a year. It's more money than the petroleum industry in Mexico are in exporting their oil and gas.
And let me ask you again, Dr. Arellano, because I'm not sure what your situation is there in Texas. Are there enough U.S. workers on the U.S. side of the border to take care of the needs in Texas border towns?
Yes, I would say yes. And of course, you know, you have a lot of these people that come that are bricklayers and landscapers. But one thing that we want to make sure is we're not against illegal immigration. We are for legal immigration. And the reason we want them to come here legally is then they can have comparable wages. many of those poor people that come over here wind up working, and then as soon as the employer is done with them or their independent subcontractor is done with them, they tell them, well, they turn them over to U.S. Border Patrol. And so they wind up losing either way. But we do have American labor here in the United States, but they don't want to pay the wages that are needed to have a living wage, a decent living wage. And so the people that come from the other side here illegally wind up living for sub working conditions and sub living wages, and it hurts everybody.
And let me ask you one more question before we have to go, Doctor. And that is, in whether there's a wall built or not, should immigration reform be on the table in this country?
Immigration reform, we've had immigration reform on the books for a long, long time. They're just not enforced. I believe, I don't think, in my personal opinion, we should be giving amnesty to DACA. Most of your DACA individuals that were here are already 32 years old or older. And some of them are professional, but not all of them are professionals. They've been in the United States long enough for them to be able to acquire their citizenship. And I want to know why they haven't made an effort to apply for American citizenship. And we were applying the immigration laws across the border that the way we have back for the last 30 to 40, maybe 50 years, we wouldn't be having this problem. But we give them amnesty, we grant them whatever it is, and we'll be back to the drawing board in another 10 years. And I don't think that amnesty or anything like that for DACA or DREAMers should be available to them, because they've had enough time.
All right, very good. Dr. Alma Arredondo, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Yes, ma'am. And I would also like to take the American Border Foundation. I want to thank them for bringing more awareness to the problems that we're having on the border. They do go down there and they bring the problem to the forefront. And I sure do thank you for having me on your show.
Happy to do it. She is for the border wall and in Texas.